55.
55.
Créativité.
Creativity.
Podcast de Chanel.
Creativity.
Créativité.
Creativity.
Chanel à l'opéra.
Chanel à l'opéra.
355.
Welcome to 355 Creativity Sessions, Chanel at the Opera. I am Virginie Mouza, journalist and writer, and today I will be your host for the new podcast series. For the second year, the House of Chanel is the patron of the new season's gala opening night of the National Opera of Paris, celebrating its very strong relationship with the ballet world. Its founder, Gabrielle Chanel herself, was in her time a very active support of the Parisian avant-garde artistic scene. During these interviews, we are going to talk with some of the most brilliant creative people in the ballet and opera field, stage directors, choreographers, ballet dancers, opera singers. Together, we'll speak about the Garnier Opera House, of course, but also with each of them about their relationship with their art, their creativity, their achievement.
Creation.
Creativity.
Creativity.
Now, let's speak about my guest. He's young, very handsome. He looks so much like the charming prince that he often embodies this kind of character. Since he joined Le Corps de Ballet de l'Opéra de Paris, it took him 5 years to reach the very top. A little less than 3 years ago, he's been promoted étoile. His style is extremely fluid, to the point that he doesn't dance, he flies. Bonjour, Germain Louvet.
Bonjour, Virginie Mouza.
We're here in your house, in the Opéra Garnier, which is actually your home.
My first question is, how does it feel to be appointed danseur étoile after a performance? In your case, it was Swan Lake, in front of the whole audience. What happened at that very moment?
I
think the first sensation that I've had was a sort of void, but a very strong, powerful void that came from listening to my name that was projected onto the opera stage, in my case, by the opera director Stéphane Lissner. The awareness that listening to one's name on this stage means the achievement of what we've dreamed about, a situation we created with ambition, dreams, and work all around. I think it's what hits me the most, especially after a performance without words. I was playing Prince Siegfried in Swan Lake. And of course, in classical ballet, there are no words. We speak with our bodies. We hear these words on stage that represent everything that was done. And all of a sudden, all these years of work, education, learning, are honored by these very simple words. I think that was the strongest feeling.
La sensation la plus forte.
At that moment, does it feel like it's the beginning or the end of something?
Moi personnellement,
I had the feeling that something was beginning. It's really the beginning of an extraordinary freedom that is allowed when we can perform parts that tell stories, known as solo parts.
Des rôles donc dits de soliste qui sont des grands rôles.
It means the freedom to be oneself on stage in front of an audience.
I'm guessing that once you're appointed danseur étoile, you have the feeling you're part of an elite. How do you feel about being part of this elite, which is very rare, as only very few of you achieve this?
I think we must remain humble about the status. Once on stage, all status disappears, and there's only us, the movement, the light, the story we tell together. The best is not to be too aware of it.
Stage-wise, you will take part this year in the procession of the Corps de Ballet, which is a ritual every year at the opera when the new seasons open. Will you be dancing too?
Alors, depuis quelques semaines,
I have been dealing with a bony edema of my foot for a few weeks.
qui demande un petit peu de
soin. It's a light wound that requires care and rest. I will be able to walk during the gala, but I won't be able to dance in the show.
Malheureusement, m'empêche de participer au spectacle qui le suit.
I hope I will have fully recovered by December to perform le parc from Angelin-Presles-Jocage.
Peut-être sur le parc d'Angelin-Presles-Jocage.
As a dancer, when you wound yourself and that your whole life and art and career depends on your body, do you feel at that moment an immense vulnerability?
C'est sûr, je pense que le sentiment de vulnérabilité existe
every day when we push our body, our endurance and our energy to its limits and sometimes to exhaustion.
C'est parfois même son énergie jusqu'à l'épuisement et c'est vrai que parfois
sometimes
le jeu en vaut la chandelle et parfois
and sometimes we need to humbly accept the reality of a body that can get damaged.
Et donc qui parfois se blesse.
Up to now, up to this wound, your career seems like a fairy tale. You seem to be the ideal dancer with the ideal career. And your vocation has been present since you were 4 years old. Did you ever question yourself?
Il y a eu des remises en question,
I did, almost every day.
Je dirais presque quotidiennes.
Questioning is part of our lives and our work, and it is what allows us to produce our best and to find our strongest, most honest self.
C'est toujours chercher
It's about looking for the truth and more especially one's own truth to be as sincere as possible on stage, but also in the work. Because when we dance, we don't lie. Et donc, which is why questioning is an everyday effort. This being said, I am rather optimistic person, and until today I was never confronted with troubled times.
Since you're optimistic and apparently perfect, do you think you still lack qualities even at that stage of your career?
Bien sûr, il nous
of course.
C'est difficile parce que
it's difficult because as dancers, we are always very frustrated as we are on a search quest for perfection, which can be achieved. But that's where our love for this art comes from. There are qualities I want to develop more, such as more power in the jumps, more charisma with specific poses, for instance. And at the same time, the great thing is to know we have our whole lives ahead of us to work on these things, and that our dancing will change technically because of age, but can always transform and be renewed.
When you speak about aiming towards perfection in the ballet world, how do you reconcile this quest and this life of discipline with your life as a young man of 25 years old leading a normal Parisian life?
Je pense que
I think
c'est un équilibre subtil à trouver. Évidemment, ça demande
of course, it requires rigor and discipline when it comes to our lifestyle and regularity. I also think that we can't forget how, as artists, it's what we live and experience that is going to feed us as artists and we want to express and spread.
Et moi, il me semble primordial
it seems crucial
sortir,
to me to go out and meet people,
gens,
artists,
artists,
to see exhibitions, plays, dance,
de voir
music.
Théâtre, de la danse, de la musique, etc.
Let's talk about a major figure in the world of modern dance, William Forsythe, whose work you had the privilege to perform. Do you have to deconstruct your classical training to be able to dance for him?
D'une certaine manière,
in a sense, yes.
Il y a, à chaque fois qu'il y a une rencontre,
every time there's an encounter with a new choreographer, even just a new style, when the choreographer is in prison, we deconstruct habits and reflexes that come from the classical language, which is very codified. With William Forsythe especially, because we are looking to extremes. We push this classical language to its extremes and use it as much as play with it. And that's the most exciting thing about this choreographer.
You were talking about a style, like a French style in the French classical ballet. What is it? And can we describe it? Can you speak about that?
Oui, je pense que en quelques mots, en tout cas, ma
the French style is, in a few words and according to my vision, about elegance, pureness,
la force dans les détails,
the strength in the details, the imperative on neatness and subtleness.
Within the frame of these beautiful codes, Is there, according to you, an absolute master?
Dans le monde de la danse,
in the world of dance, and especially at the Ballet of the National Opera of Paris, the absolute master would be Rudolf Nureyev. Even though he died 26 years ago, he's still with us because he had such a massive impact on the style of the opera and by extension on French ballet. He made it more modern, richer.
Il l'a enrichi, et notamment pour un danseur masculin.
Especially for male dancers, as he made equal the role of male and female dancers in the ballet.
L'égalité des rôles de danseurs et de danseuses dans les ballets.
To this day, he's the dancer who inspired our masters the most, and therefore inspires us a lot.
Et du coup, continue à nous inspirer beaucoup.
When you mention equality between male and female dancers, if we look closely at your personal path, you committed very early to dance as a child. You had that passion already, unquestioned, since a very young age. How did your schoolmates react when you said you wanted to become a dancer?
Évidemment, il y a quelques sourires.
Of course, you get some laughs. Since for everyone, being a dancer means living an artist's life.
C'est une vie d'artiste et que dans l'inconscient.
And that is collectively seen as a difficult path to build a concrete life.
Avec difficulté pour vivre et pour construire concrètement une vie. Et au-delà de ça, il y a évidemment
on top of
quelques
this,
doutes émis,
there is of course the idea that a little boy maybe doesn't belong to this world, as it is very associated with girls.
Car c'est souvent on dit
so
souvent
there was some mocking, etc. but it left quickly because of my enthusiasm and my passion.
Je pense ma
it made me earn maybe not people's admiration, but their respect.
Dans une situation de pas forcément d'admiration, mais en tout cas de respect.
What does being a very young dancer as a child say about virility?
Je pense que,
I do think that dance questions virility as we define, comprehend it in 2019. In the classical romantic ballet from the end of the 19th century, virility was different than today.
Être un danseur en collant qui interprète
back then,
des rôles masculins
a dancer performing male roles on stage wearing tights, even using a gracious, ethereal body language, was seen as very virile. I think that today this macho and obsolete vision of virility has evolved. And, of course, being a ballet dancer isn't part of it. I think the very practice of an artist questions people's positions in society beyond being a virile man or a feminine woman. I think there exist infinite nuances that are expressed through dance and allow us, particularly with modern choreographers, to break these ideas and to show people how they really are.
Et voilà, de faire vivre les gens tels qu'ils sont réellement.
Would you say that today, in this kind of one-of-a-kind life you're living, being a young dancer étoile, it's a good thing for your profession? The fact that dance is so fashionable everywhere right now?
Oui, ça fait énormément de
bien. It's a very good thing for the profession.
Si la danse est à la
if dance is that fashionable today, it's because self-promotion is fashionable through social media.
La promotion de soi-même est à la mode via les réseaux sociaux, etc. Et donc, ça
and
fait énormément
it benefits
bien,
dance,
à la danse, car
because
elle peut
it can exist on a very large scale
la plus large
for the largest
possible,
audience, and it makes people want to dance and perform.
About promotion and social networks, is it important for you, for dancers like you, to use this media? Do you do it yourself?
Alors, je pense que
I think social media are as useful as they can be toxic.
Moi, je le fais à ma propre
I use
mesure,
it with my own measure.
Je le fais avec spontaneity
when I feel like sharing an image, a moment, a move, or an experience that is interesting to me.
Une expérience que j'ai vécue et que je trouve intéressante. Et je pense que
it's unfortunately essential, but I think we also have to be careful. Nothing replaces the real experience of seeing dance on stage or living it wherever you are.
You were saying earlier that you have your whole life ahead of you, which is true. But a dancer's life follows another timing than a normal life. How long is a dancing career?
I think there are no rules. The body and the mind, yes, the body and the mind determine the longevity of a dancer's career.
Pour ce qui est des danseurs de l'opéra,
here at the opera, we retire at 42 years old.
Je pense qu'en moyenne, les danseurs
dancers stop dancing around 40-45 years old. Of course, some dancers unfortunately wound themselves and have to stop before around 30 years old. But some dancers like Mikhail Baryshnikov keep dancing up to 65-70 years old. Being a dancer means to constantly explore and evolve, and I think the body never sets enough limits to keep us from expressing ourselves.
Since this career at the opera lasts to 42 years old only, do you think about what comes after?
Bien sûr, on y pense tout le temps.
Of course,
en fait,
all the time.
C'est presque, les gens nous disent,
everyone
c'est court,
tells us how short it is and that we must enjoy it. It is true, especially in a place like the opera. But it is also a blessing to know that we will be allowed a second life, to keep dancing, or to do something else.
Speaking of other artistic paths, would you see yourself as an actor, for instance?
Pourquoi pas?
Why not? I'm considering everything.
Il faut toujours faire attention,
but I'm also careful with the projections we can have of ourselves and the fantasies that go with them, as opposed to the reality of the work it implies, something we as dancers are very aware of. But I would love to be an actor, play in theaters. I'm just not naive with regards to the work it would require.
You already have another experience of your image since you're a model too. Outside of France and outside of this beautiful dance company, would you consider joining another ballet company somewhere in the world? And if so, which one would it be? Which one would match the opera ballet company?
Je pense qu'il y a, il y a de nombreuses.
There are many prestigious companies in the world that are at the same level as the opera.
Après,
but I think it's impossible to compare levels as they each have their particularities, their qualities, their soloists, their ballet.
Et je pense que,
and I think that when it comes to what I like, no other company can replace the love I have for the one I'm in today.
Je pense que ce qui pourrait me faire me tourner vers d'autres compagnies,
what could make me join another company is the desire to travel and to discover a new city, new people,
avec des nouvelles personnes, des nouveaux créateurs, etc.
Do you have one in mind?
Pourquoi pas New York,
San Francisco,
but
also European cities in Germany, London as well, yes.
Même à Londres, qui font rêver.
Do you dance anywhere else than on stage?
Oui,
I do.
I
dance a lot in my living room, in my garden, when I'm with my family. I dance all the time.
On what kind of music?
Alors, tout.
Everything.
C'est-à-dire, ça peut être autant,
it can be
ce qui passe à la radio,
what's on the radio,
tout d'un coup,
a sudden inspiration, classical music, Latino music. I also listen to a lot of variety from the 60s, 70s, 80s. French, Italian, Spanish.
Who's the hero, living or dead, that you would love to meet?
I'm not going to be original, but I would have loved to meet Rudolf Nureyev, because he's so present around us in his words, his heritage, that it would be extremely rich to meet someone like him.
If you had met him, Rudolf Nureyev, what would you have told him?
I think I wouldn't have said anything. I would have observed him.
What big accomplishment do you still have to achieve?
My ultimate dream is not easily doable, but not impossible, and would be to work on Pina Bausch pieces.
What is your current state of mind right now?
I'm very curious and excited about all the things I'm going to do.
Merci beaucoup, Germain Louvet.
Merci, Virginie.
Au revoir.
Merci.
Creativity.